Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's 5 o'clock. Guess what happened?
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try that new pretzel baconator today. Hubba hubba. All right. Ahead of tomorrow night, we've heard all the names we want. I am going to give you the five draft moves that will make New York football fans flip the F out tomorrow.
Flip the F out in a good way or bad way?
Bad way.
Bad one.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
The Jets select from Texas defensive lineman Byron Murphy. I snuckily found this in a couple mock drafts. If Robert Saleh goes Niners page, do they take another interior defensive lineman?
See, that
lineman
would be the one thing that would annoy me. Mm-hmm. I said this at the top of the show. You could rewind back to 2 o'clock. We did mostly Giants, about 2:25 into the Jets. I go into this draft almost happy with anything they do offensively, even if I have a preference. But if they win defense, I would lose my mind.
All right, here we go.
He's pretty good, that kid.
Number four.
Doesn't matter. Don't set me up now.
The beauty of this list. These guys are all good. All right, number four. The Giants select Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia.
Yeah.
Giant fans will flip the F.
How would you react to that, Teague?
I like Bellinger, so I don't know if it's necessary, but he is a difference maker as a tight end slash wide receiver, because he becomes the Travis Kelce or the George Kittle or whatever modern iteration of tight end you want to talk about. That's this kid.
Now, the problem is tight end has become a lot like running back and not talked about enough, in that when you take the guys that high, or the guys, Eric Ebron, O.J. Howard, Kyle Pitts, they all might be good players.
Yeah.
Are they ever truly worthy of those top 10 type picks?
This kid, you guys watched him.
Of course. I think he's very good.
From his freshman season at Georgia, he could have been the top tight end in every draft subsequently. So
that's not going to sit well with Giant fans if you have this high pick and you walk out of there with tight end. Just saying.
All true. Right. You'll be upset, but I think you'll be happy once he starts playing.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
The Jets select DJ Turner, pass rusher, Alabama.
No, like I said, don't give me a defensive player. No offense. Salah's got enough toys.
What if he's Myles Garrett?
I mean, here's the problem with that. Yeah, if the guy turns out, well, first of all, and this is the truth on Friday. On Friday, as Jet and Giant fans, we are going to be angry or happy with the guy who's picked. But the end result is the guy's got to be good.
Yep.
You know, we always preface it with the position because we're thinking about envisioning, ooh, we got a new left tackle. Ooh, we have a number one wide receiver. At the end of the day, they could have picked the right positional player. The guy's got to be good. So if you're telling me he turns in a Warren Sapp, what am I going to tell you? It sucks. I'm going to say that was a mistake. But in the moment, which is Friday and over the weekend and going into the season, I'll say, man, why did we do that?
All right, here we go.
Number two.
All right, the number two draft move that will make New York fans flip out. Four quarterbacks off the board, and with the sixth overall pick, the Giants move back in the NFL draft.
Why would that piss people off?
I don't think that would piss people off.
Here's why. Because we will have the stain in our mouth of moving back, missing out on Micah Parsons, and selecting Kadarius Toney, and getting another pick for Evan Neal. If that would mean, by the way, you would get at least two of the three big wide receivers. Would you rather that or move back for more picks?
Yeah, so you move back and you end up taking I don't know.
Right, whatever.
Keon Coleman from Florida State.
I think the key to this draft is you got to walk away here with a premier player. And I think Giant fans would agree.
I think you're right.
All right, and here we go.
Number one.
But a guaranteed premier player.
So the number one draft move that will make New York fans flip out tomorrow night, the Giants have selected J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan.
Yes.
Oh. You're right.
Boy, you guys don't like J.J. McCarthy.
No, we like J.J. McCarthy. We just don't want him.
Right.
I mean, it's
We don't like him when you're holding the sixth overall pick.
Right. It's not a dislike of J.J. McCarthy. And I've said that, right? He's a winner. He's won in high school. He won in college. He's that dude. He has the swagger. He's got all that stuff. But we just don't want him.
Because you don't think he's that good.
It's not that. You just
don't think he's a game-changing, elite enough quarterback for the pick they have.
Yes. Yeah, and if you're picking top 10, you better get that guy.
Just remember, when the New York Giants selected Daniel Jones, the reaction was what this list is about. Mm-hmm. It was an overwhelmingly negative reaction.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Giant fans said, I preferred the late Dwayne Haskins. That was one of the controversies. Another controversy was, the guy may be good, but why did we take him so high? And I remember my retort being to that, if you love the player, if you believe in the player, and at that moment, I had no idea. I didn't know what Daniel Jones was going to be. But if you believe in the player, don't mess around. Just go get the player. Just go get him. Get up the alley, baby! All right. The Mets are blowing it open against the San Francisco Giants. How good has Tyrone Taylor been?
Their bullpen.
He has been tremendous. Two-run double by Tyrone Taylor and a home run earlier in the game. Mets are on top of the Giants, 5-0 in the fifth inning.
By the way, that
way
was,
to flex on a bullpen.
That was a great call.
What was a great call?
You predicted it.
What did I predict?
The Mets are going to rake on the Giants bullpen.
No, I said the Mets better rake against the Giants bullpen.
I thought you said they were.
No, I ain't taking credit for a prediction. Right. I said they better do it. Otherwise, Evan's going to be in a bad mood. Now, I'm in a good mood. But my point is, what was my point? Oh, yeah. If you're Joe Shane and you believe in J.J. McCarthy and you gave him some flowers, he's a winner, he's won wherever he's been, and all that. And apparently, according to J.J. McCarthy, he did an interview recently with the great Rich Eisen. The same Rich Eisen who said the New York Giants are having buyer's remorse on Daniel Jones. And J.J. McCarthy was asked this question from Rich Eisen. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What team have you spent the most time with? And J.J. McCarthy's answer, the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
What does that mean? No, Tiki, what does that mean?
Has he been on multiple visits with the Giants?
Multiple dates, you mean?
Or did he have one visit here with the Giants, and then the Giants came and saw him?
I don't know. You tell me. What does it mean?
I don't know.
But that's JJ's answer.
I don't know what that means. Because I think a lot of teams spend a lot of time with a lot of players. I don't know what that means. There's no context to
me. Does it worry you?
No, not at all.
The more time you spend with somebody, the more turned off you can be by them, too.
Oh, no, that's, I mean, that's my wife. That's what she thinks of me, probably.
Let's convince ourselves we love this kid.
Oh, is that what you think the Giants are doing? Or is that what Giant fans are going to have to do before Thursday night? No, we love J.J. McCarthy. We love J.J. Look, I think you're right. Reaction on Thursday night and Friday morning to J.J. McCarthy will be mostly negative. But my reminder to you is that if you love the guy, don't overthink about where he was drafted. Mm-hmm. Just go draft him. Just go get your player. You know, was I overly impressed by watching J.J. McCarthy in the games I watched? Not really. I can't tell you he's going to be terrible. I don't know if he's going to be terrible, but I didn't walk away saying, oh, my God, I have to get that guy. See what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to calm you down.
Yeah.
Because if it happens, you're going to need a shoulder to cry on. Yeah, and I'll be there for you.
You know what's going to happen Monday? I'm likely going to order a J.J. McCarthy jersey.
On Monday or on Friday? Like, how quickly do you wrap your legs around him?
Luckily for Fanatics or whoever, the Rangers play Friday, so I'll probably focus on that on Monday.
Interesting. Speaking of the Rangers, there was some controversy last night. We'll address it, plus more of your calls at 877-337-6666. And when we come back, there's been a lot of strong opinions about the NBA and officials over the last few days. But there was one opinion from an NBA Hall of Famer, a basketball Hall of Famer, that cut through and bothered me the most. We'll let you hear it coming up next. It is certainly a quieter sports night tonight. You do have the Yankees taking on the Oakland A's in Game 3 of that 4-game series.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You don't have the Islanders. They're off tonight. They'll play tomorrow. You don't have the Rangers. They won last night. You don't have the Knicks. They play tomorrow, and the Mets are playing right now. So it's a much easier casual sports night on the local scene. And we call that the calm before the storm, because tomorrow night is Decision Thursday. It's the NFL draft. It's Islanders Canes. It's Knicks Sixers. It's the Yankees. Throw them in there. That is a busy, busy Thursday night. And we'll break that down tomorrow because there's a lot to get into. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we'll certainly discuss is Game 3. The Knicks are up 2 on Philadelphia. Yesterday, right around this time, the two-minute report came out. I may be in the minority because I heard the midday show complaining about this. They hate the two-minute report, and they're not alone. I've heard a lot of people hate the two-minute report. I think you guys are so off. I think the two-minute report is great. Accountability matters.
Yeah.
And while we're not fixing anything
right.
by replaying it or making anyone feel better, I love the fact that we're holding the officials accountable for the mistakes that they
made.
We're
not holding the officials accountable because the officials, we don't know what happens to those officials when they make those mistakes. Like, we don't know if they get downgraded and we'll be prohibited from refereeing further in the playoffs or in the NBA title. But what we do get is conversation. This is brilliance by the NBA.
Oh, because they make us talk about it again?
I swear to you, it makes us talk about it. It makes us revisit the last 2 minutes of important games. And while we talked about the end of that game yesterday, from two days ago, the story became, as the day went on, the screw-ups by the referee.
Mm-hmm.
So it extended it. It made a one-day or two-day conversation into a three- or four-day conversation.
You think that's why they do it?
Of course it is.
Look, maybe
because
that's the reason.
What other reason is there
do it? Because of accountability. Because
But who's held accountable?
What's the repercussion? Look, I hope there are repercussions to officials. Like,
I don't
I would hope that there are. If you're on the two-minute report a lot, not just the two-minute report, Tom Thibodeau had a witty line earlier when he said, I want to see the other 46 minutes. And I respect that, and I get that. And by the way, I wouldn't be opposed to that. I wouldn't be opposed to a 48-minute report. I would not. And we as fans deserve that. And we deserve that in every sport. See, the problem I have is we as fans, we're a bunch of hypocrites. We whine and we bitch and we complain about bad calls. And then when the league comes out and acknowledges a bad call, we get mad saying, well, what was the point of that? The point of that is you're acknowledging the mistakes. Now, I'd love to fix them. I'd love to improve the officiating in sports. We can all agree on that. But I don't get angry about the NBA, unlike the other major sports, saying, hey, let's go through this. This wasn't right. This was.
Yeah, this is what the NBA says about this. The purpose of the last two-minute report is an ongoing effort to build a greater awareness and understanding of the rules and processes that govern our game. Additionally, it serves as a mechanism of accountability to our fans and the media who seek clarifications after our games.
Correct. And can I give you another example? Regular season game, not
sounds
a big
like
deal.
Lip service.
No, I don't. But as a basketball fan, I don't think it's lip service. It matters to me.
I know it matters to you, but what is the repercussion?
Okay, I'll give you an example. Small one.
Go ahead.
So a couple years ago, Knicks and Nets played a regular season game. And you know the way immature Loogie were going at it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a close call at the end of the game in which Julius Randle was called. I'm trying to remember the specificity of what happened. I think Kyrie swiped at the basketball. The Knicks fan thought that he made contact with the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He did not. He was called for a travel. I think that's what the call was.
I think you're right on that one.
Either way, doesn't matter. We fought about it. Oh, my God. The refs got it right. Nick Babizar, the refs got it wrong. Okay? And I remember saying to my fellow friends, Loogie and all the Knick fans, hey, why don't we just wait to the two-minute report? Let's fight about it, and then we get an answer. It's like Daddy comes in and tells us who's right and who's wrong. Daddy comes in, said, I was right, you were wrong.
So it continues the conversation, even though it has no effect on the outcome
of
the game.
It did, but I felt like, okay, I won, we can move on. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe Loogie didn't feel that way, but I can promise you if it went the other way, I would have said, all right, I'm wrong.
Well,
what can I tell you?
76ers aren't feeling, oh, I can move on after this.
No, no, because they admitted that the officials got it wrong.
I know, but they're not moving on like, yeah, it's all good.
No, no, but Knick fans can now say, all right, well, they got that wrong. Like, we want to know if things were right or wrong.
But the Knick fan doesn't care if they got it right
or
wrong.
They don't have to care.
Because they won the game. At the end of the day, winning and losing matters.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
So I get it for the regular season. Let's raise awareness and get a better understanding of the rules and why they don't call this or that and the other thing. Maybe because their eyes were itchy at that point. He just didn't see it. Right? Who knows what the reasoning is? But in the regular season, yeah, let's continually educate. Right? You know, teachers and other executives, they go to continue education. Let's do that for the NBA referees. But come the playoffs, who gives a crap?
Oh, no.
What the two-minute report says.
It matters, dude.
How does it matter?
Because they're telling us we got it right or we got it wrong. I respect that. I appreciate that.
76ers, we got it wrong. You guys are still down to 2-0-2.
I know that, though. But, Tiki,
all you can say is sorry.
No, but, bro, I'm disappointed in you.
Why?
I'm not disappointed in others because
why?
I thought you would look at this and say, you know what? Yeah, it doesn't change.
Information is king. But useless information is useless.
You're saying it's useless to find out if the league agrees that they miss calls at the end of the game?
What is it? It's not changing the game.
Hopefully it makes the calls right the next time we run into this situation.
Okay, how many two-minute reports will we see in this?
Every game has a two-minute report.
Right.
Every single game.
Right.
We just don't pay attention to it until we want to care.
And how many errors will we see?
We see errors all the time.
Exactly. So what the hell is it changing?
That's not. I'm sorry.
Bro,
I disagree with you.
Am I lying to you?
No, I mean, you're not lying. I think that.
I'm being Mr. Literal right now.
I know, but I think that we're being hypocritical. I think it's hypocritical as a fan to whine about officiating all the time. And then when a sport actually tries to say, hey, here's where we were right or wrong,
yes,
we get mad about it. Like we
I'm
wouldn't
not
want...
mad about it. I'm just saying it's useless.
Okay.
I'm not mad about it. It's fine.
Would you want it in football?
It wouldn't matter. Because it's useless.
I get that it doesn't matter. Would you want the league to admit we screwed up with calls or, hey, we got this right despite the controversy?
You mean if I'm a player?
No, if you're anybody.
No, because I don't care. Because I've lost or I've won.
I disagree.
Period.
All right.
And nothing is changing that.
Let's see if we could agree on
one thing. It's a bottom line business.
All right, fair enough. We disagree. All right. I think you're wrong. I'm not going to call you a hypocrite. I'm just going to say you're wrong. Now let's see if we agree on this.
Why am I a hypocrite?
No,
I'm not
asking
for it.
I said I'm not calling you a hypocrite.
But I'm not. Even if you were trying to, why would I be a hypocrite?
Because
I'm not asking for this.
I think that fans...
I accept it.
Okay. Here's why you're not a hypocrite. Because you tend to not whine and complain about calls a lot.
Right.
I think those that do...
Because I'm not soft. I'm not a baby.
That's why you're not a hypocrite.
You know what happens and you deal with it.
But
right?
I think if you
And if
do...
you don't like it... Change it.
That's right. But that's why you're not. I'm complimenting you, I think. But if you do whine and cry about calls, like I whine and cry about calls sometimes. Well, I try not to be fair. I think you're hypocritical to then say, well, I don't want to hear this accountability.
Yeah.
Like I
Juan
only want
Soto
to.
Soto struck out yesterday and he didn't lift his bat off his shoulder and every single one of the pitches was a ball.
Do you think it would make sense for Major League Baseball after every game to say, hey, here's where we messed up? I'd appreciate that.
Yes, if the result was, you know what, umpire behind the dish, you are not umpiring behind the dish again for 2 months.
I agree, and I hope
that was the repercussion, I would love to hear it.
And
then we'd get in the ref's face, umpire's face, and be like, ha-ha, jackass.
We'd run out of umps.
Sure,
but you don't think the NBA should do that or does that with their officials when they're on a two-minute report often for incorrect calls?
I don't know.
Well, they should. That we can agree on.
I don't know.
Anyhow.
I wish they would, but I don't know that happens.
Here's the part where I think we're going to agree. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal decided to open up his mouth and talk about this two-minute report. Here's what he had to say. Not going to interrupt him. And then I'll tell you why I'm annoyed. You tell me if you agree.
This is why people think the NBA game is rigged. Last night, Tyrese Maxey's trying to take the ball out of bounds. Jalen pulls his jersey. The referee is standing right there. He doesn't call it. But, oh, wait, the next day, the NBA last two-minute report. Yes, he was fouled. The ref didn't call it. But my question is, you admit it now, but what the does that do for Philadelphia? Get rid of the last-minute two-minute report.
Yeah, get rid of the two-minute.
And referees, pay attention.
Okay. Mm. All right, here's my problem with Shaq, and I want to remain very, very calmly when I say this. Who the hell are you? Okay? You were on the Lakers during the biggest NBA is rigged moment in the history of the freaking sport against the Sacramento Kings. And second of all, the NBA is not rigged. Okay? What happened the other night at Madison Square Garden, watch this, Shaq, is bad officiating. And it sucks, man, when it happens. No one likes it because it may have helped the Knicks this time. It may hurt the Knicks next time.
Right.
So it's not about teams. But for you of all people, and it's not your fault. I don't blame you that you were on the Lakers in 2002, but you were on the Lakers in 2002. And you're going to open your mouth and talk about the NBA being rigged, which it's not, but it may have been in 2002? Hypocrite much?
Right. Now he's hypocrite.
That's a hypocrite right. move.
That one.
That's
that,
a hypocrite
that,
move.
That applies.
I mean, first of all, I think it is dangerous for a former athlete to just... NBA's rigged. Explain to me how it's rigged.
Well, he said this is why people think the NBA is rigged.
Listen.
But he's basically, like, I don't know, putting it on somebody else but saying it.
But here's why the NBA is not rigged, and you can't use Knicks Sixers as an example. Yes, Tyrese Maxey was fouled. What about the other part of the game? What about the overturned call that shouldn't have been overturned that benefited Philadelphia?
Yeah.
What, so the officials were benefiting the Sixers 1 minute, then they're benefiting the Knicks the next minute?
Yeah, just,
they're rigging it both ways?
Right, no, they're not. They're just bad sometimes.
They're just bad.
Right. That's
they're
what it comes down to.
Bad, bro.
But it's hard to accept that that's part of a professional game. That the guys who are there to legislate aren't good at their jobs.
But Tiki, this is Shaquille O'Neal.
I agree.
It's different if Loogie said it or I said it.
He's wrong for saying
that. It's very wrong for him to say it. And I'm sorry. Like, I'm not the only one. We're very skeptical about that series against Sacramento, bro. Shaq. And you were on that team. And I'm not blaming you. You didn't pay off the officials. I'm not accusing you of anything. But when you benefited, when your team single-handedly benefited more than any other team in the history of the freaking sport based on bad officiating, and now you're whining and bitching over this?
Yeah.
I love Shaq. I had a big problem with that.
This is also the coalition of Knick haters that want to, you know, take the credit away from the Knicks. They want the Sixers to get by. They want Embiid to get to the next round. And it's all about piling on the Knicks. So he acts like, oh, this is why they think it's rigged. And the call went this way and the call went that way. They don't want the Knicks here. They don't.
No, hold on.
No, this is coalition. They don't credit. The Knicks don't get credit nationally
I'm
ever.
I'm the president of the freaking coalition. And I have been defending the Knicks more than anybody. So don't tell me about the coalition.
Shaq is in the coalition,
no, he's
though.
Not.
Yes, he is.
Screw
they
him.
Never give any credit
you
to the Knicks. This is part of it. That's where this is rooted,
Loogie,
though, Evan.
You don't tell me who's in the coalition.
Oh, I will, because I know who's in the coalition
Shaq,
by listening to them.
Shaq is not in the coalition.
No, you could hear it in his voice.
Charles Barkley?
Chuck's in there, too.
Can I get into that?
But the narrative, this is the entire narrative. I apologize for that.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
I did
dump that. I apologize. That's a first. In 15 years, I've never done that.
That
I dumped
epic.
It. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, you may have dumped it, but I'm going to talk about it now.
We all heard it.
Tommy Lugauer on WFAN, while doing a rant that was, you know, just all over the place about the Knicks, how everybody hates him. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here defending
really,
him.
It sounds like it's about the coalition more than anything.
Yeah, it's about the coalition. I lead the coalition. I've been defending that. You know what? I've been defending the Knicks. I'm being honest. And a lot of my honesty has been on the Knicks' side. He just dropped that this is bull bleep, and he actually said the word. And then had to dump himself.
This is unbelievable.
Like, I'm trying to think about it through the annals of WFAN.
I've actually done that.
You've done that?
Yeah.
When did you do that?
It wasn't with you.
What did
you.
BT say to piss you off? Was it Brandon's fault?
I don't think so.
Nah, it wouldn't have been him.
I don't remember what it was.
Was it
but I know I've done it because I remember hitting it myself. I was like, eh, damn it.
Can I tell you, and this is a true story that I can't prove because I can't find the audio. Jody McDonald, one of the legends of WFAN, was doing a show, and a caller called up and said, you bleeping suck, and used the F word.
Mm.
And Jody, and the confidence for Jody to do this, is part of why he's a legend. He held his hand up, told the producer to stop, and said, no, you bleeping suck, use the word, and then dumped himself. So he had a chance to tell off the caller and then dump it so no one heard it.
Wow.
And the only person who heard it was the caller. And I thought that was one of the most badass moves in the history of WFAN.
That is
kind of
badass. That is badass.
Now, I'm sorry. I'm distracted because Lukey threw me off with that. Oh, you know who's in the coalition? I got a swerve for you.
Who?
Guy who hates the Knicks secretly, will never say it publicly because he plays a role on TV.
Stephen A?
Stephen A. Smith. There's nothing more he wants than to scream and yell about the Knicks and how much he hates them. And I can't believe they did this to me. Like, he gets off on the anger of it. And I respect that. He does a really good job of it. He's made a cottage industry of it. But I have heard through the grapevine that secretly, like he was courtside the other night, he was not happy about that Knicks comeback.
The New York Knicks are trash.
You hear the glee in his voice?
Wow.
You hear the glee in his voice?
That's old.
No, I'll tell you when it was.
What was that?
It was about 2 years ago.
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
But hold on a second.
That's old stuff.
You know how when Joe screams about the Jets, you could hear the pain in his voice?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
Now listen to Stephen A. again. You could hear the glee in his voice.
I don't want to go to the Garden. The New York Knicks are trash. I'm sick of this team. I don't even want to drive by the Garden.
That's
He's
a guy.
Laughing, living legend right there.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, when Dante DiVincenzo hits a game-winning three, it's more like, oh, yeah, we won. That was cool. That was great. So I'll give you that bone, Loogie. Stephen A. Smith, very secretly, in the coalition.
And that's the thing with the coalition. There are a lot of secret members out there in the media that don't outwardly say how much they hate the Knicks. So you got to be very careful, and you got to look out for clues.
Got to look out. Got to look out. Let's get back to your calls. A lot on the table today. If you've missed anything, you could rewind on the Odyssey app at 4 o'clock. We had the big reveal on the top four New York draft picks of the last 50 years. We even heard from the guy who finished number one right at 420, the great Lawrence Taylor. And he whipped out a line that will live in WFAN history involving ladies of the night. Okay? So you could rewind to 420 to hear that. Let's go to Michael in Stony Brook. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good. What's up?
So the Jets Mount Rushmore a bust?
Yes.
It's first and foremost, it's Zach. We drafted him to be a franchise quarterback. He was the second to worst quarterback rating the past 3 years. We wasted two playoff teams on this guy. Those don't come around often for us.
Yeah.
And I'd fill out the rest of it with Ken O'Brien because we didn't take Dan Marino, Al Toon because we didn't take
No, because now you're putting good players in.
Yeah, that's rough.
Like, I understand saying we made a mistake with that pick. Like, that's totally different than bust, especially Mount Rushmore's. Like, Vernon Golston was terrible. Like, I think you have to put the terrible player. Now, I do think the beginning of his phone call, he made some good points. The Jets having a good roster actually makes the Zach Wilson busts worse.
Yeah.
Because at least with Sam Darnold, they were terrible no matter what.
It wasn't the big supporting staff around him. So you could almost explain it away why he wasn't good enough. But the Jets with Zach Wilson, one, had a great defense, and two, had some pretty good players.
Yeah, they wasted an opportunity.
Yeah, 100% with Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall, who were, you know, top tier position players at their relative positions.
I can't.
Yeah, they wasted.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing. I can't get over the fact that Louis got so riled up.
Oh, hold on while he's not here.
He cursed and had to dump himself.
What?
What do you got, Sean?
Are you finding it?
Well, Sean has just told me to hold on, and now he's moved over. What? What? Why?
It's bull.
Oh, you already edited it?
It's bull.
Yeah, that's what he did, ladies and gentlemen. He said, it's bull, and then he said it.
Right.
And he had to dump himself.
Loogie, what do you think of the shot at the Knicks blowing this series?
It's bull.
What do you think of Tiki's Hall of Fame chances?
It's bull.
Hey, Ryan Hurley, what are the chances of Loogie getting a full-time gig now?
It's bull.
Do you think that our new boss is going to call you into a meeting about this? Or do you think he's going to let it go and say, you know what?
Yeah.
It happens, and he corrected
and
it by dumping.
And what will you say if he does call you in for it?
What I would say is, Ryan, I'm very passionate. I have a potty mouth. I have to hold back a lot. It slipped. In 15 years, one let it slip. But I'm very passionate about the topic. And that's what you want. That's what you want from New York's sports personalities.
Or,
is passion.
Or you could just go in with an attitude and say,
it's bull.
Well said. Andrew is calling from Shirley. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on? I want to defend Loogie because that rant was absolutely necessary, and he capped it off beautifully because I completely agree. The coalition's obviously real. Shaq's in it. A bunch of media members in it. What most of you won't pick up, or and Loogie should, is even the trolling by Evan that's been going on the last few days talking about this whole topic. It's so subtle. It's genius. And you can deny it all you want, but he doesn't have to outwardly say the Knicks suck, but this whole conversation goes along with the troll job he normally does with teams he doesn't like. But moving past it, this whole two-minute report, I'm going to quote a recent Hall of Famer, Paul Heyman, and newly Tribal Chief Solo Sikoa.
Yes.
Winning and losing matters. Losing has consequences, and consequences need change. Without that change, no fan gives a damn about no two-minute report. We want the mistakes not to happen at all. We don't want you to raise your hand and say sorry.
Right.
That, you know, that's like someone committing a foul and throwing their hand up. Yeah,
I agree
great.
With you,
well,
Andrew.
We didn't want it a foul.
Exactly. I agree with you.
But I also think we have to recognize that.
Why is it so hard to get it right? That's what I'm asking.
Well, but I think
the fact that you need a two-minute report and it's populated with a lot of stuff almost every game. How is that acceptable?
Well, I think that in baseball, we will enter a world, and it's going to happen soon, where they're very rarely going to get anything wrong. As soon as there's an automated ball strike zone, which I think is on the way, you're going to argue with a computer. Mm. I think in basketball, it's always going to be human error. And like while we have instant replay, what we also saw in the game in game two is that even instant replay leads to a bad result. So I think that we're always going to have bad calls, but I do agree you want to make it happen less frequently. And the way to do it is, I think, to expose the mistakes you make. And then, and this is where I agree with that last caller, there needs to be consequences.
Yeah.
So maybe what we could agree on is that the officials involved in mistakes in the last two-minute report should face consequences.
Yeah. The problem is that there isn't, at least to
how
our,
do we know?
To,
do we know
to,
that?
To our knowledge.
Do we know that, though?
I don't follow referees and umpires and I don't follow where they're...
No, but I think a lot of it's private where we don't even know.
Right.
So but I'm assuming if the NBA is making a two-minute report public...
Okay, but if you're making it public and you're basically saying, yeah, XYZ ref screwed up, why would you not then tell us the consequence? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like if you're...
By the way, I'm fine with that if you want to do that. That's fine.
And again, that would be... That would make it worthwhile.
Okay.
Because if it's just to say it for no reason, what's the point? Right. What's the what, there? Like, it's like
the giving, point is to acknowledge that like, was a like, mistake.
All right. I'm going to give you a hey, Evan, take this test. Yeah. You got a C on it. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. You're still going to graduate and still going to be, you know, top of your class. It doesn't matter.
Like, I know. But would you rather the opposite where we just don't know? Like the game happened. That's it. We all move on and we still fight more and more about if there was a bad call or not. Like the NBA went out and acknowledged.
Yeah. But who cares if there's a bad call? The outcome matters more. Right, with the
of
win
course,
or
the
loss,
outcome matters, more,
matters
no one's,
more.
No one's arguing that, but I think it helps to know, hey, they got this wrong, they got this right. Now, where Tom Thibodeau's right, because Tom Thibodeau had a great comeback to this, mm-hmm. He said, what about the rest of the 46 minutes? I don't disagree with him.
Yeah.
He's right about the way the rest of the game is officiated.
No, he didn't say it like that. He said, they're not going to, said something, the two-minute report doesn't matter because they know they couldn't make those calls because of the other 46 minutes.
Right. Right. Well, that's what he said, but if we had a 46-minute...
He's saying that in the other 46 minutes, they were mugging Jalen Brunson and did nothing.
Okay, and guess what? That's him saying it.
Yes.
If there was a full report on the game in which they went through everything, endless pages of it, we could find out if he's right or not according to the league. Instead, it's just Tom Thibodeau saying something. And by the way, I could say I agree with him, but... It does help to go through every call and say that was right, that was wrong. That's why, you know what? You don't like the two-minute report? Give a 48-minute report. I love when leagues tell me we got this right and we got this wrong. And the instant gratification of you and others of, well, what does it do? What? I'm sorry, not everything is going to give you the instant result. We're not changing the outcome of the game, but it's good to know they got this wrong, they got this right.
It's bull.
Oh, I love it, Loogie.
Peyton's in Roxbury. What's up, Peyton?
Hey, guys. I got two quick things for you here. First is for Tiki.
What up?
Tiki, as a player, do you think, like, getting that two-minute report would be something that you would use, like, as motivation? Like, oh, we should have won this game, and now it's kind of you're happy to know about it going into the next one?
I don't know if I'd use it as motivation. I would use it for whenever I had that referee again. You know what I mean? Right. So,
yeah.
Like, hey, Bob, you screwed that up last time. Mm. Don't mess up again. I'm watching you type of thing. Right. Just a subtle, like, reminder. You know you messed this up. You screwed us last time. Don't do it again. So I think I'd use it more as information, less as motivation.
Okay. Yeah. And then the second thing is about the Knicks for tomorrow. I see they're wearing the home whites. I don't know if I'm reading into it too much, but I feel like that's a little bit of a power move. Rocking the home whites in Philly, you know, maybe a little motivation that it's going to be MSG South down there tomorrow.
Well, I think unfortunately, have bad news for you. If I'm not mistaken, I think the home team decides what jersey they're wearing. So that was more of a reaction that they're wearing this, so we're going to wear that. With that said, the prices in Philadelphia are low. We brought this up yesterday, that if you want to make this trip, and it is Philadelphia, depending on where you are in this local area, you can pull it off. Now, there are some negatives, one being the NFL draft is occurring tomorrow night. Maybe the other negative being let's wait till Sunday at 1 o'clock, which is a better trip to make. But what I found interesting in looking at the secondary market and not understanding, you know, what people are thinking about in Philadelphia or Washington, D.C., is that if you're a Ranger fan, you could do the same thing. You go down to D.C. What do they call it now? The Verizon Center? The MCI Center? Whatever the hell they're calling it now. You could go down to D.C. and see the Capitals take on the Rangers. I looked at the secondary market for the Capitals versus the secondary market for the Sixers, and maybe it's Ovechkin. Still a very hot ticket down in D.C.
Mm-hmm. It's Capital One Arena, by the way.
Is that what they call it now?
Yes. Jeez.
When I lived down there, it was the MCI Center. And my rule of thumb is I always stick with what they were calling it. So to me, it's the MCI Center. But still a hot ticket. Almost $200 to get in, to go to Rangers Capitals. The get-in price in Philly as of right now, and I'll check it again, last check was about $90, which I know is expensive, but compare it to Madison Square Garden, not too bad.
And worth it. By the time you pay the tolls and the gas, it's still cheaper.
Yeah. No, you're right. The get-in price right now, I just went on the Ticketmaster app, is down to $90, yeah? A bunch of $90 seats. That's crazy.
Wow. I guess Philly fans, when you're down, you can't cheer everybody, huh?
No, well, they care more about the Eagles. They're more concerned about what they're going to do with the pick. Now, let's address the Capitals. You know, the Washington Capitals?
Mm-hmm.
The Crapitals.
Thank you.
Now, TJ Oshie will always have a warm spot in my heart. Do you know why I like TJ Oshie, Sean?
Of course. As an American, time's expired.
Well, first of all, can you explain it, though? Because Tiki's probably like, why?
Right. What are you talking about?
So the Olympics. He's an Olympic hero. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. The Olympics, at this point, I forget what round it was. But in the Olympics, unlike the NHL, when you get to a shootout to decide this, you don't have to switch shooters. You can have the same guy shoot every time.
Get out of here, really?
For America, I think it was versus Russia, right?
It was. In fact, it was a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And that's where they used it as a drop when Craig was in the mornings with Boomer. There's a drop of me without context that used to exist where I screamed, "Show me Putin!" And that originated from that moment because I was on the air, I was rooting for the U.S., and I hate Putin. I think I've known for a while he is what he is, which is a thug. He's a thug dictator. And by the way, that's been obvious for a decade. I don't give a crap what any leader told us. George W. Bush, I looked in his eyes. I saw his soul. Yeah, I saw his soul. He's a rotten, dictating, lunatic thug. Anyhow, not that I got that off my chest. I thought that back then. And so every time the USA scored a goal, I would scream into the microphone.
In
the
shootout.
I think it was during the actual game.
Okay, got it.
The game was 2-2 heading into
show me Putin! Because they would show us Putin whenever the Russians scored a goal. And I thought that was hypocritical. Okay. Don't just show me him when things are going bad. Show me Putin! So I was into the game, and TJ Oshie, as Sean laid out, was an American hero. With that said, he's a dirty little player. And what Artemi Panarin did last night was he showed some balls. He took back, and he got a cheap shot. When was it? Second period from Oshie?
Yeah, and Oshie chirped them all game. By the way, the MO on Panarin in the playoffs with the Rangers has been he's very soft in the playoffs, doesn't live up to the toughness of playoff games.
Right, so that's right. Fired back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did he fire? Well, what did he do, Sean?
I'm going to say he ass blasted him. As Oshie was skating in the open ice towards the boards, Panarin cut in front of him, backed with his back, and plowed into him, raising his shoulder and elbow, but from his behind. He ass-blasted Oshie.
Ass-blasted Oshie. And I got no problem with it.
Knocked Oshie out of the game for a while.
I mean, Artemi Panarin was just getting the revenge.
So he was being badass.
Yeah. By the way, little payback he was on Russia.
I know, and I wanted to leave that part out because I don't want to be on the side of Russia.
In this case, go
Russia.
Oh,
you mean Panarin was on the Russian team in that yeah. same Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Putin, well, in fairness, didn't Putin, threaten Artemi Panarin a couple years ago? Do you remember that story? He had to leave the team.
By the way, Panarin was not on that team. Oh, he was too young, but yes.
No,
yes,
but I got that story right. Didn't Putin, he had to stop playing hockey team because...
He took a leave because it was scary.
Yeah, because Putin was doing something dirty. What was he, threatening his family?
Threatening his family. There was some kind of
weird thing. He now emigrated fully to the United States?
Good question.
He better have.
I think he did, and this tweet went viral last night, too. If he wasn't intimidated by Putin, you think a guy named TJ is going to intimidate him?
That's a good call. Now that I think about that story, I'm totally on Team Panarin. Look, he did stand up to Putin, right?
Yeah.
And all he was doing last night was just kind of getting his revenge.
Of course, and that showed last night why this Rangers team is different. Different.
Yeah, Tom Wilson isn't, punking them this time.
No, this is different.
This is very, very different. So they get Rangers in four?
I mean, put it this way. I have taken out the broom.
I saw the emoji on the chat.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't done it publicly yet. Our new boss kind of had a conversation with me today about wait till four games.
Because he's a Ranger fan.
He's a Ranger fan.
He doesn't want you touching the money.
So for those of you who don't want to
do it after three.
Yeah, by the way, it's coming at it.
You can't do it after three. Teams have blown 3-0 leads in hockey.
Well, and the thing is...
Second period in the fourth game.
The last two Rangers series they had 2-0 leads. And
second period in the fourth game.
I wouldn't do it until you actually sweep them. That's the way I look at
it. If we win Friday night, the brooms are coming out. Matter of fact, I won't walk around with one all day Saturday. My wife will be thrilled.
Here's what I got to be careful about. So, and I say this to you because Sean may be in the coalition of Nick haters as well. If the Knicks win tomorrow night, and they go up 3-0, right? Now, I think we would all assume, series is over, and you're probably right.
You're right. I'll take out the broom for them tomorrow, too.
No, here's what, okay.
You will not do that.
If the Knicks lost on Sunday to get it to 3-1.
Third quarter of game four.
Okay, no big deal. Sixers won a game, gentlemen sweep, no problem. But then in game five, the Sixers started beating the Knicks up, and they won game five at Madison Square Garden. There would be a full panic in New York City. And that's when you start to kind of... give that 3-0 talk. You never want to kind of make it. You never want to, what is it called when you play with history? Not touch the money. You never want to dance with the devil, something like that.
Tamper with history. But the bottom line, the broom, though, always works. Because if you win in four, you've swept them. If you win in five, you gentlemanly swept them. Mm. And if you win in six, it's the ungentleman sweep. So the broom always applies.
What if you blow a 3-0 lead?
Yeah, right. If you lose in seven.
Yeah. In seven, then you got to pay the piper. No, that doesn't happen too often.
If you lose in seven.
If you lose in seven and you blew it, well, then you pay it up.
Then the broomstick goes up your...
Yeah. Don't make us dump you too, team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.